Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. Here you will find a non-judgmental community offering support to mothers raising children with extra challenges. This community was created for you to empower moms who love their children deeply, but are also feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, or just plain stressed out. We are the place for moms who are sometimes feeling at the end of their rope and are looking for hope and light. Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Have you ever had that time when your child just won't stop making a big deal out of something that, well, wasn't that big of a problem? Like they just won't let it drop and you just wish they would calm down and you maybe even don't know what to do. Well, good news for you. This episode today, we're going to talk about reasons that are probably behind why they are making such a big deal out of that, and also what you can do to help them with it. Okay, I'm going to start with an experience that I had this last week with my children. I'm not sharing it so that you know that I'm imperfect, because you probably figured that out by now, but instead so you can learn from something that even when I should have known better, I forgot, but I did learn from in the moment. Okay, so We brought our children to visit their great-grandfather, which they love to do. They love being around him. And while they're there, they often like the opportunity to play Minecraft. And so all three boys were playing Minecraft. They were all loving it a lot. When it was time to get off, I gave them the 5-minute warning, as I usually do, and then the 3-minute warning, and was talking them through, okay, remember when you get off what you're going to do, because we try to pre-teach with video games as much as possible. I've mentioned that in other episodes a lot. And so I was coaxing them through getting ready for that transition, but one of my children was just really struggling a lot. And he just kind of kept freaking out, like, but I just want to finish this project. And it was more than normal and it was really intense. And what it was he had checked out a book from the library telling him how to do certain things on Minecraft with redstone projects. I honestly don't know all of it, but, and he had tried to do several of them, but I don't know if either he wasn't doing them just right and they weren't working or if the book was wrong. I don't really know, but it wasn't turning out the way he had expected. And so he was on his fourth one and trying to do it. And it was in the very beginning of a project that would take about 10 or 15 minutes. And so it just wasn't feasible for him to stay on. And he was really freaking out. And when I gave the 1-minute warning and I tried to be understanding, I thought, and had empathy, like, hey, that sounds frustrating. I'm sorry. It's still time to get off. Right. And it wasn't working. That works a lot with children often, but it was not working with this child at this moment. And he ended up just putting the controller down before the minute was even up, which I don't think he ever does, and walking out of the room and just scream crying. And he went outside and I brought him with me outside so we wouldn't disturb the whole household. And he was just scream crying and saying, Mom, you're saying it's bad to be angry. And I never said that. And he just wasn't being logical, even though he's really bright and all of my kids use their words pretty well. So it wasn't a language issue. He just wasn't being logical. And I was sitting there going, oh my goodness, what's going on with this child? And years ago, I would have thought he just didn't get his way. And so he's throwing a fit. And so I probably would have punished him for it. But thankfully, I'm beyond that now. And if you're still there, that's fine. Reach out to me and I'll get you links to the podcast episodes that will help you with that. But I just sat there going, what is going on? And like praying and thinking what I could do to help this child. And then I felt silly for not seeing it sooner, because I'm actually in the middle of reading a book that gave me huge clues. The book is called The Whole Brain Child. It's by Daniel Siegel and Tina Payne Bryson. Excellent book. Highly, highly recommend. But one thing that they taught me in there was about the left and the right brain. So I'll go into it in a minute, but it occurred to me when my son wouldn't drop it. Often when your kid, by the way, has something that they will not drop, and it's a small deal and they keep making a bigger and bigger deal out of it, it's because you still haven't understood what they were trying to tell you. So if they're making a big deal about their shoe not fitting just right and you don't stop and acknowledge it while it's small, often they keep making it big because they're going, okay, my mom doesn't get that this bothers me. She still doesn't get that this bothers me. She still doesn't get that this bothers me. Right? Do you see? So just stopping and acknowledging can help a lot. And that's what I realized with my son. I was trying to have a left brain conversation with him, but my son was intensely petitioning a right brain conversation with me. Now, what in the world do I mean by that? Okay, so I'm going to quote a little bit from The Whole Brain Child here. It says, you probably know that your brain is divided into two hemispheres. Not only are these two sides of the brain anatomically separate, they also function very differently. Some people even say that the two hemispheres have their own distinct personalities, each side with a mind of its own. The scientific community refers to the way the different sides of the brain influence us as left hemisphere and right hemisphere modalities. Okay, so your left brain loves and desires order. It is logical, literal, linguistic. It is logical, literal, linguistic. It likes words and linear. It puts things in a sequence or order. The left brain loves. Anyways, it also loves lists. Okay, so you can see I was trying to have a left brain conversation. I was trying to be logical with him. I was trying to explain, okay, you know, it didn't work out. How could you do this next time? Let's problem solve this. I was totally trying to be logical. The right brain, on the other hand, is holistic and nonverbal, sending and receiving signals that allow us to communicate, such as facial expressions, eye contact, tone of voice, posture, and gestures. Now, this is the important part. Instead of details and order, our right brain cares about the big picture, the meaning and feel of an experience, and specializes in images, emotions, and personal memories. Okay, so obviously my son was using a little bit of his left brain because he was using language, but in general, he wanted a right brain conversation. He wanted me to stop and connect with him about the problem that he was facing instead of just jumping into fixing it or being logical about it or all of the things that I was trying. Even though I recognized his feeling and I tried to validate his emotion, he wanted me to stop and take a few minutes to really connect my right brain or my emotional side of my brain to his right brain. And when I realized this, I stopped and I said, oh, honey, you spent all week reading that book on how to build with redstone, and you were so excited to come here today. And when you came and you tried one project and it didn't work, then you tried another project and that didn't work either. Then you tried a third project and it didn't work. I can totally see why you're so disappointed right now. If I were you, I would probably be really disappointed and frustrated also. I'm really sorry you had to experience that. And he took a big sieve, like, you know, one of the big, like, sobs, and he said, finally! It's like you're hearing me for the first time. We were probably 10 to 15 minutes into this conversation, and I promise I was trying, so I'm not going to let that negative self-talk try to guilt me into not having done a better job, right? I was trying my best, but it didn't occur to me what he was asking for. He wasn't asking for a fix. He wasn't asking for logic. He was asking for someone to connect their emotions to his. And so I want to offer to you that if your child is making a really big deal out of something that you don't think is a big deal, stop and try to see it from their point of view, but not only for you, but try to vocalize it. And try to give it to them from their point of view. And with this child, once I stopped and I connected, and then we talked, it took maybe less than a minute. And I had been trying for well over 10 minutes to help him with this. It took less than a minute. And he was still upset and disappointed, but he calmed down like, yes, my mother gets what I'm trying to say. I feel connected to her. I feel supported in these big emotions that I'm feeling in my body, which is still growing and developing. The adult with a developed brain was able to help me, the child with an undeveloped brain, right? Not undeveloped, but still developing brain. And finally, I have that connection that I need. I want to offer that to you to try with your child when they're making a big deal. Stop And instead of trying to fix it, I know we're busy. And I know there's usually a lot going on for us as moms, right? But trust me, it's going to save you some time in the long run. Just take like a minute and really try to see it from their point of view. You didn't eat lunch when it was lunchtime. And right now we can't eat because we're in the middle of doing something else. That is such a bummer. I know when I'm hungry, I really don't enjoy that feeling. I don't like being hungry at all. And I bet you don't like being hungry right now either. I'm so sorry you have to be hungry. Not a sorry, by the way, of like taking blame for it. Just a sorry that, it stinks you have to be in that situation. I'm so sorry you have to be hungry right now. We'll get a chance to eat at whatever time you would have a chance to eat. And meanwhile, how can I help you? Do you want some water? Right? Do you see how just that little bit of time to really stop and not just see it from their point of view, but vocalize to them that you see it from their point of view? It helps them feel seen, validated, heard, connected. The whole brain child suggests a lot. Connect, then redirect, right? We hear that a lot, and this is one way that we can use it. When your child's making a big deal out of something, stop. See it from their point of view and connect with them. And while I have taken it from the slant of doing this to help your child and help them calm down, probably you've seen what else has happened for us as a parent in the process. We've just seen it from their point of view, not just like, oh yeah, I know you're disappointed. Yeah, I know you're upset. But, I can totally see why my child is upset. And suddenly, instead of me being frustrated that my child is frustrated, right? Or me being disappointed that my child is disappointed, suddenly I'm being compassionate and understanding. Oh, so they might still be disappointed, but I'm not disappointed that they're disappointed. I'm understanding that they're disappointed. I'm compassionate towards their frustration. I am loving towards their upset state. Hope this works out for you. Thanks for listening. Have a beautiful day. If this podcast episode was meaningful or helpful to you, can you think of a friend who might benefit from hearing it? Why not send them a quick text with a link to listen? I know it's a message I would have loved hearing years ago.